Welcome and thank you for listening to this message from Legacy Church New Braunfels. To connect with us, go to legacynb.com. Now enjoy this message from Pastor Jay Miller.
I really wrestled with the route to go today and the order, stuff like this too. And we had some specific things planned for today, and we've got some real trying to talk about timing is a really important piece of where we're at right now. And so we have some things in the works that are not quite ready to be revealed yet. So in the coming weeks, what I want you to do is this: be checking your email, and we'll be doing some announcements. We're going to set a specific Sunday soon where it's going to be Vision Update Sunday, and where we're going to come back and we're going to talk about the land, we're going to talk about the building, we're going to talk about the things where we're moving forward, because we know the Lord is accelerating things, and we want to share that with you. But one of the things the Lord, I really want to share with you, is a couple different words that we've got, and specifically the group of people that are stepping behind us are very, very important to us. And the first couple that I wanted to really honor is Gary and Linda Long. For those that don't know, they've served with us as elders for many, many years, at least 9 years, if I'm not, I think it's 2016. But they've been with us before then. And Linda, I'm going to get the mic and you tell the story some later. But like, we were in a season of transition. How many people, you've only been with us less than 5 years? So there's a good chunk of the people in the room that know. We went through a transition phase. We were planted in May of 2007. So we're coming up, you know, on our anniversary here pretty soon. And we were planted as a non-denominational, no spirit move church. Like, we didn't know, we're like the, you know, actually, it's not that I didn't know about the Holy Spirit. I thought what people talked about the Holy Spirit was actually demonic. I was very much saying, like, God doesn't move that way. He don't talk that way. He doesn't do those things anymore type. He ceased the works of the ministry. And that was something that we started this church not having any clue about what God was going to do. And in 2010, went to Gateway Church and had a radical encounter with God, heard his audible voice, and began to realize, wait a minute, there's more to the kingdom than just come to Father, Son, and Holy Scriptures. How many people know the Holy Scriptures are not part of the Trinity? Okay. Now, we honor the Bible, we honor the Scriptures, the foundation of everything we do, but it's Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit, right? And the Scriptures reveal who He is in His fullness, right? And so we don't denigrate on it, but we were moving with this thing where we were moving without the power of the Holy Spirit. And we began to change the trajectory of the church, where we began to go, all right, we're following. Jesus was moved by the Spirit. He was baptized in Luke chapter 3. Luke chapter 4, he's moved by the Spirit to go into the wilderness. And from that point on, he comes back out of this place. And every single miracle that you saw him do is because he was underneath the power of the Holy Spirit. He was in right relationship with his Father, doing what he saw him do, hearing, saying what he heard him say. But he was filled with the power of the Holy Spirit. Why is that important? Jesus is 100% God. You can never, ever say that Jesus is not God. He is God. But on the planet, he was also came as man so he could be us on the cross. He could take the sins of the world upon himself so that he could reconnect us back to the heart of the Father. So that through his resurrection, we actually become like him. He became like us in our sins so that we could become like him in his resurrection life. That this is what we walk in, and what's necessary in that is the power of the Holy Spirit that moves. And so in 2016, we went through a transition and began to really pursue, God, who'd you call us to be as a church, as a family? What does that look like? And God sent us Gary and Linda Long, which was stabilizers, their mother. And so was up in Austin at an event. Heidi Baker was speaking. And I was wrestling with something at that moment still about, okay, God, what does this look like? I'm hungry for everything you have for this church. What does it look like? And I see Linda. I think she had visited the church a couple different times. And during worship, I was like, who am I going to sit with? And the Lord goes, go stand by her and during worship. And she turns to me in worship, and she just begins to prophesy to me. When she laid hands on me. See, I had been connected to a father, Jack Taylor. It was amazing. But he sent me a spiritual mom. And she just began to declare, fire, 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 fire. The Lord's got more for you. Fire, fire, Pastor, fire, fire, fire. and I burned. I was like, you know. I'm just telling you right now, you have no idea the gift we've had as a church family with Gary and Linda, because here's the thing, they're not often in the forefront. They're behind the scenes as pillars that have helped to raise up the foundation of this place, and not just this place, they've raised the foundation of Kelly and I in a lot of ways. And Gary has faithfully served in kids ministry and all these different things, and so just about a month and a half ago, Gary said, I think it's time for us to take a sabbatical. They're not going anywhere. It's just time for them to take a well-deserved sabbatical. And so I want to honor them, and I want to pray over them right now. If you guys would just, I want you to stand up with me, because I think it's going to be an important thing. I want you to stand forward, Gary and Linda. Where's Johnson at? Get up here, big boy. You're going to find out why they're standing with us in a second. Gary, I love you. I honor you. I honor for you as a spiritual dad. I honor you as one who has encouraged me, built me up, supported me. When my arms felt weary, you were the one, like when Moses needed his arms lifted up. You've lifted it in plus spades in ways. You've been like Tom Thumb sometimes, plugging holes all over the place on this thing. And we just, as a team, we honor you, we love you, and we bless you. And we thank you that there's a well-deserved rest, but you're not going anywhere. and I'm excited for what the Lord's going to do in this time of rest and sabbatical. So I just anoint you right now in the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. And I bless you. And I bless you. And I bless you. And I declare what Linda declared over me, fire, 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 fire. The same passionate love that you burn with for the children is the same passionate love that the Father burns for you. And I declare that there is no weapon formed against you that will prosper or stand. But every good thing that God has planned for you will come to pass, and in spades. I declare right now the later years will be greater than your former years. I declare strength now in the name of Jesus. I declare life now in the name of Jesus. I declare rejuvenation now in Jesus' name. I declare as much as you've poured out, and you've poured out everything you had plus some, that the Lord himself is refilling you now in the name of Jesus. Just come, Holy Spirit, fire. Just fire. 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 Just keep blessing. Keep blessing. And Linda, I just say fire. I bless you. I honor you as a spiritual mom of fire. In so many ways, I was burned into the fire of the Lord because of you. And I honor you. I say, Lord, more. I declare now, right now, the same thing as Gary. The later years will be greater than your former years. I declare right now, I see the mind of Christ coming on you in a way that you've never experienced before. I declare right now the wholeness and the strength of the Lord. I hear the Lord say right now, you're not Anna waiting for Jesus to show up so you can pass away into obscurity. I hear the Lord says, no. There's many more children that you will mother into the kingdom now. Let's declare wholeness now. We honor you right now. We honor you right now. We honor you right now. Jesus, have your way. I declare your kingdom come. Your will be done in Linda, fully, completely, head to toe, in Jesus' name. Nothing missing. I just hear the Lord say, you will not miss a single thing I had planned for you, Linda Long. You yourself have prophesied things about this church, and you will see not just the fulfillment of it, you will see the fruit of it, of generational fruit of it, in Jesus' name. And on this side of heaven, on this side of heaven, in Jesus' name, more, 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 more. We honor you. We honor you. And I hear the Lord to say, we're drawing a line around you guys. Gary, why don't you come stand right next to her again? I hear there's another one in the fire.
What?
The resurrected Jesus is standing with you both.
I misunderstood.
You can tell me later.
You're young yet.
No.
Greater things.
Yes, God.
Yeah. Thank you, Lord. I just see it. I literally see the foot of the Lord drawing a circle around you. And I hear the Lord say, I dare, he's telling the devil right now, I dare you to mess with them because you're going to mess with me. They have been found faithful. Blessings. Let me declare this in Jesus' name. Yeah. You want to say?
It's been an honor to serve you guys. And we'll, like as Pastor says, we're going to be here. But it's just been an honor to be able to help however we can help and to build this up as a church the way that God wants the church to be built.
Ditto that.
Oh, thank you. Why don't y'all stay up here with us? And just so everybody's clear, I'm going to reiterate, they're going on a sabbatical. We're not sending them off into the sunset, okay? If you go off in the sunset, I'm coming to find you and bring you back, okay? So in 2022, the Lord really began to talk to us about it's time to be prepared for the next level. That the Lord was, for years, and I could go over the prophetic words with you, but we've got words that go back years about what God would do through us as a house, through us individually, to establish something in this city that would actually have generational impact, and it would have worldwide impact. And I remember the first time I heard the word, I'm like, Lord, you got to be crazy. Like, who am I? Who are we? Kelly and I look like, what are you talking about? He's like, no, I just want you to say yes. And as we've said yes, he's brought others around us who have said yes. Because I want you to understand, the kingdom is not built by a person. It's built by a family. It's built by a team. In the Old Testament, Moses is trying to lead anywhere from 1.8 to 2.5 million people. Coming out of Egypt, a bunch of orphans who generationally had learned how to take on a slave mentality. So every obstacle that they face, they're like, oh, it's all going to hell. Right? And God would show up and then go like, oh, we're saved. And then something else, oh, it's all going to hell. We'd be better off in Egypt. And Moses is going through this place, but he's got a promise saying, I'm going to give you a promised land. The thing I promised to Abraham is going to come through you. You need to bring this people out. Now is the time for them to possess the promises of God. To possess a dirt that God had designed them to possess, so that there would be a nation on the earth that would look like the kingdom of heaven, that would look like a family, so that all the nations of the earth, when they're going through their trials and tribulations, or they're in their heights of their success, and they realize we're empty in our success, that they would look to Israel and go, but what's up about them? That would actually provoke the nations to a place of jealousy, wanting to have what Israel had. And as Moses is going through, he began to take things on himself. And his father-in-law, Jethro, goes, hey, it's time to appoint leaders. It's time for team ministry. Let me hear you say team ministry. We can't do this without team. We can't. I played team sports, and there was to say there's no I in team. And somebody else would say, yeah, but there's an M and an E, and that spells me. And I said, and we always would say, like, yeah, but me does not win a championship, right? You have to have a team. And so in it was October of 2022, the Lord really began to press into our leadership team saying, hey, it's time. You're possessing the promised land. It's time for expansion. It's time. We are negotiating to purchase 6.5 acres, you know, on the south part of New Braunfels. We were going through like, Lord, we're going to have to step out in faith. This is bigger than what we could do, but we know it's everything you can do. You promised that we're going to start to step up. And he says, it's time to reconfigure the way that you're actually even doing your church governance. And so we went to Bethel. We came back. We had a word from the Lord. It says, appoint leaders of thousands, hundreds, 50s and 10s. And right away, when I knew, he says, it's time for thousands, he was talking about elders. And as we went through a process of what that would actually look like, in last August, Keith Ferrante came to us. And it was an amazing weekend. But Keith came and he said, hey, Jay, I've got a word for you. And I need to know if you're really willing to be able to receive it, because it's going to be difficult. And I said, dude, the ministry itself sometimes can be difficult. Give it to me. I want the truth. I want to know. We're building something that nobody else has ever built on the planet before. Tell me. And he says, the way you're structured is not going to sustain the weight of what God wants to do. I'm like, oh, yeah, that word. And so we began to press into, what does that actually mean? We can appoint leaders of thousands, but there's something bigger than just appointing leaders. There's something about building a foundation. When they had to rebuild the Twin Towers and they were going down, do you remember after the fall of the Twin Towers and they're digging down in the basement, how deep it actually went in the foundation, how deep into the ground? A building that was actually at that point the tallest in the world, you know, skyscraper up, and as much as you saw the above the ground, there was something that was, I'm going to say equally as deep, but there was something that was substantially deep below the surface that had to be put there in order to be able to sustain the weight of what would be built on top of it. See, this is the thing. David and Saul were both anointed to be king. The problem with Saul is this, is he did not believe that he had what it took, because he thought he had something to do with the equation rather than the Lord. David, he received the call in his life, but he allowed God to build something below the surface in his heart, something that Saul would not let the Lord do. And David said, search me, O Lord. If there's anything within me, basically reconfigure me. Because I know the call that you've got on my life to be a king of Israel cannot be sustained on where I'm at on my own and by myself and what I carry. But through you, I'll quote Paul, I can do all things through you who gives me strength. David put him into a process saying, build the pillars deep inside of my heart. And so taking that word from Keith, I began to talk with other leaders that we're connected with deeply, some people you would know, some people you wouldn't know, but really being to say, we've got a word from the Lord, and we're supposed to build a building, but right now it feels like the building is the distraction, because it's what's above the ground that people are going to see, and we're not trying to build something that's just replicating what anybody else has ever done before. It's not building a big building. It's about building big people, and in order to build big people, you have to have a big team that understands how to begin to go the work below the surface, to build family, to establish a foundation. And so we came, and the Lord really said, it's time to restructure, so he gave me blueprints. In December, I got a word from my best friend, Tim Darnell, who pastors Hill Country Church. And part of that word was this, and he nailed me between the eyes. He says, I feel like the Lord is actually going to give you 18 pillars. And he says, word for word, what the Lord had been talking to me about, he says, right now, the natural building, it will be built. You're in a building season. But do not be distracted by the natural realm. There's a blueprint that you have to build that is unseen right now. And if you don't build that, it will delay the natural actually coming to pass. And so we started talking about these pillars, and I just got the visual of the World Trade Center having to go deep, pouring concrete, putting rebar, putting everything that was necessary, engineering it in such a way that you could actually build a massive skyscraper that would become the biggest building in the world. Now, do I think we're building the biggest building in the world? No. But I do think we're building the biggest kingdom in the world. Yeah. We have the biggest message. We have the answer to the problems of the world. We do. We have it at our hands. And sometimes we're like, I don't know what to do. How do I change an election? Or how do I change this? And people are coming in for the eclipse because they feel like it's the apocalypse and all this craziness because they're searching for stability, and they're searching for stability of everything but the kingdom of heaven. And Jesus goes, seek first the kingdom and my righteousness, and everything you need will be added to you. December, we sat down with a group of people who are up here with me now, and we began to say, it's time, the mistakes I've made in the past. I'm a pioneer. I just run headlong in and knock down the weeds, and let's start building a path. Let's just go after it. And the Lord says, it's going to require a builder's grace. It's not going to require a bulldozer grace. Slow and steady wins the race. Slow yourself down. I'm trying to surround you with pillars. Years ago, Chris Maddox, who we love dearly, has been a part of this family for years. She gave me a word. She says, I saw you stand in the middle of a sanctuary. And you were looking around and you were a little anxious because you saw pillars around you and some were being removed and some were being put in. That was probably 2016 that she gave me that word. I'm telling you right now, the Lord's brought us pillars because we really do believe that we're called to transform New Braunfels. I'm telling you right now, we can see our city, our region, and our nation won for the gospel in our generation. What's took 50 years or 70 years for degradation of social norms and gender ideology coming in and all that mess, it doesn't take that long for the kingdom to turn up on side of its head. Many of the plans of the man's heart, but it's the Lord's purposes that prevail. There's something that's happening. It's requiring us to do something different than we've ever done before. So I'm just telling you, we've begun to these last 4 months, we've been meeting behind the closed doors because the Lord said, build below the surface. So what do we start to do? Build below the surface. Not the tyranny of the urgent, not trying to one more program or one next thing. Going back in and reviewing our prophetic words. What did God say? What is he saying right now? What needs the shift? What type of plans do we need to put in place? What are the declarations God's made about Legacy Church and who she is and what we're called to bring to it? And so we've been working through that, and we're not done yet. But at the same time, we knew it was important to bring a revelation to you guys, a vision up to say, there's change coming. There's transformation that's coming. You can sense it in the air. You can feel it. You guys are grabbing a hold of it. You're running with it. There's something that God is doing. Don't buy into the hype of the darkness. The kingdom is on the move. It's on the move. And we're called to see generational movement of the kingdom. The thing that's disappointed, I think, many church leaders over the years is this. A move of God would start and it would die out in a generation. It would not continue on. And that's not the kingdom. It's not. It's meant to go progressive glory to glory to glory to glory. And so we're setting in 3 new elders into the group that we have, but they're not new to us. You guys have seen them. You know them. They're trusted voices. But I want you to hear with the way Kelly and I is, we founded the church. We've walked through a lot together. And we're saying this. It's time for us to have a team that takes our governance, not the leadership, the governance to a new level. And so that's what you can expect in these coming days. And so we're going to set a date. Chris and I have been talking about this, about how do we actually come and say, all right, what are we doing with the landing? And hearing on this, there's some exciting things coming. God's opened up some exciting doors for us regarding the land and the building and the things that we're called to do. And we're going to release that in due time. One of the reasons we've gone to 2 services is we knew the Lord said this, expand, expand, expand. It's time to expand. So we went to 2 services based off the word of the Lord, not because we're on a church growth program. We're on the Lord said program, right? It's a good program. I suggest you try it. Read the word, do what it says, right? I'm just trying to go with what he's saying right now. So I want to lay hands on the group behind me, and then I'm going to give them a chance just to share what's on their heart just for a few minutes. Does that sound good? And if you're new here, welcome. I mean, we're really glad. I know this is an unusual Sunday, but this is the word lived out. All right, this is family. This is what it looks like. And we would love for you to be a part of our family here and see what God's actually building momentum. Okay? You all right? Yeah, get up here. The three newbies. Yeah. Don't worry, Brian has already put them through the initiation process, you know, all those things. But you know Pastor Stephen, and I'm going to let them have a chance. You know Cindy, who's been with us for years, obviously, in the prophetic ministry and the expansion we've seen. It's amazing to have the apostle-prophet mantle walking together. It's been a gift. She's a friend. She's been like my older sister. I should say my big sister. I'm going to get in trouble going that way. Pastor Chris makes me look good. I mean, I think I look good already, but I'm just telling you right now, the man is so gifted for ministration, right? Fortune 500 companies, you know, would need what he carries. And he's brought it to the kingdom of heaven, right? On it, so we're blessed. So I'm just going to start with you, Steve, Chris. You aren't an elder. You've elded a long time. You've elded without the title. You've been my brother. You've had my back. You've encouraged me. One of the things I love to boast about you is you're not afraid to tell me when I'm wrong and when I need to change. That's what I need. It's what we need. It's what this church needs. I've watched the way that you husband and walk with your wife, a powerful woman. But she's able to walk in the power because you walk in the power of who you are. I often think Joyce Myers. Joyce is out there, but her husband, she'll say it, like, I'm able to be me because my husband's him. But you're not meant to be behind the scenes always. You have a public call. This world needs you. And so I feel as much as we're anointing you for this, it's also anointing you, it's unlocking the inheritance that God placed inside of you to father nations. Joseph fathered Pharaoh. And one of the biggest things he did was the gift of administration. I hear your vision. I hear the dreams that are on your heart. And here's how to walk it out with the grace of the Lord. I just prophesy that every word spoken over you, I've heard it. But I just prophesy that there's going to be leaders and corporations and government leaders that are going to need to be fathered by you because of the grace that you carry on. So I anoint you in the name of the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit. Grace to you. Life to you. And I pull on those promises now and apostolically. I call them to the forefront. All hands on deck, which includes every gift you have and every word. I call your words to the forefront. Be activated now. Come to pass now. In Jesus' name. You know the story. We've talked about it so many times. I was a place in 2014 where I'm like, okay, we were at a crossroads. Do I hand the church over to people that did not want the move of the Spirit and go start something else? Or, Lord, send me a sign that I'm called to build here. And the two of you walked into the room that Sunday morning. And it shifted things. I'm grateful for you as my sister. You've cared for me. You've encouraged me. And as a prophet, You've called the apostolic out of me. You've drawn it out of me. It's, in some ways, it's forced it out of me for the rise of the surface. And that's what that does. And so you are an elder. You've elded for a long time without the title. And I'm grateful that this is just the beginning of the next level things that we have. And I'm glad that we've been working together for a long time. And I just feel like we ain't seen nothing yet on what the Lord's going to do. And so this is an apostle. I lay hands on you in the name of the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit. And I activate right now that apostolic grace that's also on your life. You're a prophet, but you're an apostolic prophet. It takes one to know one. I see it. I call it forth in Jesus' name. I activate the gift of governance. Activate the gift of grace. And we just pull on the wisdom and the acceleration that you walk in. That ears not just hear, but minds comprehend what the Lord is saying because of the grace you carry. So I just honor you now as an elder and set you in Jesus' name. Hey, Kelly. I want you to also lay hands on them.
And to be extended to every place that you call him to. Let his voice ring out. Cause him to be heard. And Lord, I pray for a download of accelerated wisdom for him. I thank you for his gift of discernment, that he sees things before other people see him. And I thank you, God, that he sees things in people before other people see them. And we call it forth. I pray that you give him the courage to be bold and call forth the things that you set in place inside of him in Jesus' name. Cindy, my sister, I just bless you in Jesus' name. I'm overwhelmed with love for you. And I just release the Father's love to you. Right now, I release a mother's love to you. We welcome you. We receive you, and you belong. You're well-loved, and we appreciate everything that you are, everything God's made you to be, not for what you do, for who you are. We receive you in Jesus' name.
Yeah. Love that. All right, big boy. Yeah. I'm going to get on this chair. Not often do I feel like the short one in the room. Yeah, your mom's here. For those that don't know, Stephen's my brother-in-law. But dude, we were made to run together. You really are. Tim's my best friend, but we have something that's even deeper than that. Tim's a friend that sticks closer than a brother. You're my brother, and you've stuck closer to me. And I know the Lord has great things for you. The wisdom you carry, the boldness that you walk in. And it's like with Chris, you call the best out of me. You draw the best out of me. You expect the best out of me. And that's what a father does. That's what a leader does. And I recognize you as a fellow father in this house. I recognize you as one who carries not just the heart of the Father, but you carry the voice and the authority of the Father that shifts things and shifts foundations. I just see right now that the Lord is actually everywhere you step. It's not just the territory God's given you. I feel like everywhere you step foot is the territory that God is establishing a foundation inside of you in Jesus' name. I declare right now that the plans that you've seen right now, you've seen but a pinhole. What God has planned for you. I'm just going to tell you what I see in the spirit. Like there was an old way of whether it was in the Marines or in SEALs and whatnot too, where they put the badge on them and they would pound it into the chest. And I just feel like the Lord is like, he's just pounding things into your chest because he's proud of you. But there's these ranks and these insignia, and there's been things you've taken pounding, you've taken pounding, you've taken pounding, and yet you've remained heart that is tender to the Lord. Your hearts remain tender to people. And I just honor your voice in my life. We're going to go places together, regardless of where this church is at. But I know this church is going to go places because you're here. You don't need me to go places. This church needs you to to get where it's supposed to go. And so we just honor you right now in the name of the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit. And I just anoint you and smear it all over you. I get to do this.
Will it make my hair grow?
I'm not just doing it because I'm a brother-in-law thing. I just really feel like the Lord is saying, I smear you. I smear you with the grace. Fire come. And as an apostle, I call you up into the fullness of who you are.
I'm just going to anoint his hands because I just declare increased healing for anointing. And I just thank you, God, that his ministry is going to accelerate. But everything that you do through his hands, through his prayers, is going to go forth and accomplish everything you set forth to do. So, Father, I anoint his hands for healing and for the works of ministry. I thank you, God, that you've put governance in his heart. Before he was born, you made him for this. And we just declare he's now walking in a new level of identity that you birthed him for. And we receive him, Lord, as an elder that he was made to be. I thank you, God, that here on the earth, he gets to walk in the identity you set before him. And these anointings, the people that are going to be healed, the things that are going to come through his hands, we thank you in advance, God. We receive him as he is, as an elder, in Jesus' name.
Why don't y'all go and just welcome in.
I know we've only got a little bit of time, but the first thing I'd like to say is that, and I think everyone here that's been here for an amount of time knows this to be true, but if you don't, I hope that everyone is aware of how unique it is to have a senior leader that has the courage and the humility to step forward into his flock and say, I like to go plow ground and cut weeds, but sometimes I've got to be pulled back, and sometimes I've got leaders that check me and disciple me and pray over me and support, and decisions could change. That is so unique in the church governance setup. And that's why I'm still here, right? Because we came to New Braunfels and were members here for about a year and a half before God flipped the switch on me as to why my real reason to be here was. And I was confused by it at first. But I saw, as years have gone on since 2016, I'm taking the role of executive pastor, I've seen what God was doing with that move. And I've always just said, Lord, keep me humble. But keep me me. And I've told Jay that as long as you let me be me, man, I will speak truth into you as I see it. And I may be wrong sometimes, but I will speak what I see because I feel like that's what brothers have to do. And that's what partners in ministry have to do so that no one gets trampled over or no one gets steamrolled and those kinds of things. And so I've just said, Lord, keep me where you want me in that position. Just to be a helpmate and a brother and a partner, but never a hindrance, but just use my voice when it's time. And I've just always been thankful for Jay and his brotherhood and his just the friendship we've had to be me and to see him as a leader. He really does lean on his teams when it comes to all of our voices being heard and the directions we're going. And he's the senior leader. He's going to make the final say in that. But man, he's so receptive to those things. And I just hope as Legacy Church members, visitors, family, that you guys realize that is a massively unique piece of this equation that is going to carry the kingdom thing forward as we go into these new phases and new seasons. So thank you guys just for, I love each and every one of you, and I just really appreciate the friendships, I appreciate the advice, I appreciate wisdom, I appreciate the connections that I've made with many of you, and look forward to making many more, and just bless you guys, and thank you.
You know, we say it all the time here at Legacy about being kingdom and being about family, but true families, right, your families, like every parent wants to see their kids go higher and farther. That's what real kingdom leadership is. That's what kingdom family is about. It's actually about empowering everybody else into where they're supposed to be. And that's what Jay knows how to do. And in fact, from the very beginning, we knew spirit to spirit that was who we were supposed to partner with. And it was later that the Lord actually told me, some of you know the story, he said, you need to make covenant with him. And I was like, what? Right? Like, that word is a really serious word. Like, I have covenant with him. What doesn't make any sense, right? But that word means no matter what, until the Lord releases me, he's the one that I'm supposed to be co-laboring, wherever the vision is, whatever that looks like. And I'm going to tell you, there are lots of times I wanted to quit. Lots. I'm sure there's lots of times Jay wanted to quit. But I'm just telling you, it's not easy being leaders. It's not in the church, okay? So I'm going to just tell you, we've been through the fire with this team. We've been through the fire because we know that God said, right? And that's what we're contending. And so I hope that you guys see that, because Jay and Kelly have the purest of hearts. They really do. And I hope you see it in all of us that, like, this isn't a front. We're not putting on a show. We're not, like, a lot of what goes wrong in church leadership is the church structure in and of itself. And the fact that we're so leaning in on the voice of the Lord to do what he says, like, whatever it looks like. Even if we don't understand all the pieces, but we get to push and pull and speak real life into one another. And we have real conversations and real discussions and real conflicts and real stuff because we're a real family, right? Like, and so I just want to encourage you guys, like, that's what this is about. Real church is real family. And every single one of you in your own families are doing that. But I want you to hear that about the vision of this house. When we say we're really called to equip the saints for the work of ministry, we mean it. Like, we want to see you reach your fullest potential. And that's because we have leaders who are doing that in us, and we're doing it for one another. So that's really is the lifeblood of this house. And I hope that you hear that about us. Because when we say we're not church as usual, it's what we mean. We're to be the church, the ecclesia of God. But everything that Jay talks about kingdom and family, is sincere. It's real. We don't just preach it. We really do walk this out. And it's not, sometimes it's messy. It's messy. It's real. It's real life. Okay? But that's because we know how to honor. We know how to love well. And because we've made covenant to lock arms to go, whatever God says, this is what we're going to do. And I'm going to fight for you. I'm going to have your back, and you're going to have mine. And that's how we all should be. That's what it's supposed to be about. That's really the body of Christ.
You said a lot of what I wanted to say. it's just a joy being a part of this church family. It's an honor to be put into this position. That being said, my heart's desire is to see each one of you fulfill what God's put inside of you and the call of God that's on your lives. That's professionally, that's within the four walls of this church, that's more importantly out there in the world. I want to see you walk in the fullness of who God has called you to be, and I want to be there to support you, to encourage you, to be a cheerleader, to just run with you, lock arms. That's what this is all about. When I think of legacy, I don't think of the logo, I don't think of this building, I think of your faces. And so I'm just excited to see what God is going to do and is already doing with this family and through this family. So just bless you. Yeah.
So good things are coming, guys, right? I just wanted to say thank you to y'all for y'all's support too in this. We're in this together. We're a team. We're a team, right? Together we will see the fulfillment of the transformation of our city, right? What's beautiful about family is this, is that when you're a pillar by itself, you have nothing to lean on, right? But when you're a pillar among pillars, guess what? You have others that come alongside you. And that's what kingdom family is. And so I feel like, I hope you guys understand where we're going together. You're needed for that. I'm going to finish with this. There's two words, or action, conditional promise words that Isabel gave us in one of our prophetic words. One was this, all hands on deck. Takes every one of us, right? If this is your first time here, it takes you too. And I'm not talking about just building legacy. I'm talking about building the kingdom in our city and our region. I don't care where you go to church. It takes you to see the fulfillment. It takes every church in this city and in this region for us to get all hands on deck. The Lord's saying, it's time, it's time, it's time. The second word was this, be proactive. Don't sit and wait. be proactive. If you've got a word, be proactive with it. If you've got a promise, be proactive with it, right? One step at a time, but together we're going to see it. And so what you're going to see in these next coming months is what we've been doing beneath the surface, we're going to begin to reveal externally so you guys can know what we're building. We've got some exciting discipleship. We've designed a whole discipleship program that we're going to be launching probably in the fall. We're working some of those things with what Cindy's been doing with the prophetic ministry. This is going to another next level of expansion. Like, there's things that are coming that you need to be ready with. And with our building, there's things that are going to be coming as well. So I encourage you guys to invite. So I want you to stand up with me, and I'm just going to pray a blessing over you guys. And please, please, please come tonight for Georgian. Amen. All right, if you didn't make plans to come, come. If you have other plans, change them if you can. I promise you, you do not want to miss Georgian and Winnie. It's going to be a blessing, and he's going to release something. Amen. That's why another reason we felt comfortable doing this morning is we knew we were going to have something else going on tonight, right? So I just bless you right now. Father, we thank you for your goodness, Lord God, and I just release the kingdom keys to expansion to come to every single person right now in Jesus' name. He's releasing keys to you, keys for identity, keys for mindset, keys for prosperity, keys for wholeness, keys for reconciliation, keys for innocence and forgiveness, keys for freedom in Jesus' name. I just declare right now, God, we are who you say we are. We can do what you say we can do. And we will walk into everything you've ordained for this church family. And so we say yes to it. Here we are. Have your way in Jesus' name. And all God's people said, amen. Amen. Love you guys very, very much.
Thank you so much for joining us as we seek first after God's kingdom and release it to transform lives and cities. If you would like more information about how to grow in the kingdom or connect with Legacy, go to our website, www.legacynb.com.